Aidan, A-D-A-N, Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O, Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Today is 10-22-24, 2-26-94. 30-year-old young man comes in with symptoms of prostatitis, had slight blood in the urine, testicular pain, low back pain, had similar symptoms a few months ago. He was treated with doxycycline. His blood work was negative. He also one time was told that he might be a diabetic, but his A1C was normal, and his blood sugar right now is 93, by the way. He has no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, seizure, convulsion. Last A1C was 5.5. Symptoms of prostate infection noted, as was delineated above. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, no smoking, no drinking, no alcohol, no drug use. Allergy, none. He weighs 182 pounds. He's gained 5 pounds. He was also on Wellbutrin for anxiety, but he says he's doing quite well, and he's taking himself all medications. 182 pounds, 99%, 98.7, 20, 83, 150 over 63. He gets a little bit anxious when he comes in the doctor's office. He says, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosal retain lesion. Urinalysis shows a slight blood, otherwise negative. We did do an ultrasound of his kidneys last time when he was here to make sure he didn't have any other issues and or lesions, none was seen. Period. New paragraph. Anxiety resolved. Off all medication. Number two. Prostatitis. Number three. Cipro. 500 BID times 30 days. Since this is the second infection, he didn't respond to treatment in the past. Number three. Or had minimal response. Number three. Off Wellbutrin. Number four. Rosefenigram. Number five. Come back in 2 months. Number six. If it continues to have blood in the urine at that time, we'll do a CT of his abdomen and pelvis. Next number, findings were discussed with patient and his wife before leaving. Thank you.